So the next question goes on to duty, and it asks, and you can see it on your sheet, question 39. What is the duty which God requires of man? And as soon as perhaps you hear that question being read and you hear the word duty, you think, that doesn't sound very exciting. Duty. Whenever we use the word duty in our own culture, we tend to associate duty with what is grim and joyless and a chore. It's my duty to go to work. It's my duty to look after the house. It's my duty to do all sorts of burdensome and wearying things. And the Christian life, we feel, ought not to be about duty. It ought to be really easy, and we should be floating through it. Well, I don't quite know where that idea comes from. It doesn't actually come from the Bible. Nevertheless, duty for the Christian should not be joyless duty. Because let's think for a few moments about everything we've been hearing recently from this catechism. The last few questions have been dealing with the benefits, the blessings that Almighty God gives to his people, those whom he calls effectually. And what are these blessings and benefits? We've been through them all for several weeks now. Justification, being made right with God. Adoption, being declared the children of God. Sanctification, being made more holy throughout our lives. And the several benefits which accompany them and flow from them. What are they? Peace of conscience, assurance of God's love, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Spirit, increase of grace, continuation there into the end, and also, of course, the blessings at death and the blessings at the resurrection, that we will be with Christ forever. Now, brothers and sisters, when we rightly understand the glory of these blessings that God gives to his people, to please God, to obey God, the duty of obeying God is no joyless duty. It should be our greatest joy throughout life and eternity. John says in his first letter in chapter 5, verse 3, "This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." They're not heavy and burdensome. By contrast, they are a delight. Jesus said, you remember, "Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls." Now, let me appeal to every one of you. You may think it's hard to be a Christian. You may think it's hard to live a life that seeks to obey God's commandments. But it's much harder, it's much harder not to obey God's commandments. It's the way of the sinner, the transgressor, which is hard and sad and tragic. It really is. God has spoken to us and said, in keeping my law, there is joy, there is delight, there is great gain. There is great value. It's the way of the transgressor, which by contrast is painful and ends in the wrath of God. It says then in number 39, what is the duty which God requires of man? The duty which God requires of man is obedience to his revealed will. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about God the Lord. We're talking about the creator of this world and the creator of your body and your soul. It is his right to command. It is our glad duty to obey and keep his command. Now, not of course at all that we can please him and save ourselves in that way. But as those whom the Lord has loved and called and saved, our life is about loving our Saviour by doing what pleases him and by keeping his commands. So let's give the answer together, shall we? What is the duty which God requires of man? The duty which God requires of man is obedience to his revealed will.